the whole Min Aleph, holding on the Ram, Esrei Rapopo Rova. So the fourth wide line at the bottom, the Ram. It's a long piece of rod. Okay. So, Rabbi Akiva is now giving us his example of not a short mitzvah of hutzu kuloi. He says, "Kainim shenin ahen lekulchem." Once one is mutter, all of them are nitter. Shenin ahen lezeh lezeh. So the difference between hutzu rishon and hutzu achron. The Mora is going to say the maskana, like we saw on the Mabez. The case was he was tel lezeh bezeh. Right now we don't know that. We're assuming that he was answering each one independently. Lezeh, lezeh, lezeh. But the language of it was one mice and netter. So theoretically, the concept of hutu mesotu hutu kula should apply. Okay. So now Rapapa saw this as a question on Rava, but not a question on Rava. So the Ran speaks out the that part. So the Ran. Bishlama the Rabbah. According to Rabbah said that if the person maintains his language and adds an addendum, you don't say Hutu Misasa Hutu Kulo, even according to Bikiva. So he said, originally he said Kulcha Masurim. And he says, if I know father was there, would have said Kulcha Masurim Chutz Mi Abba. So he's maintaining the language. So Abba is Mut, everybody else is Asur. But if he changed, he says I would have said a different language, then like we said before, so you have both Hutu Miksosa plus there's a toast of the language, then a Hutu Kula. That's according to Rabba. So Rabba will learn this. So we have three cases in this price. So we have that Shenin Hen of the Kulchem Hutu Echad Hutu Kulam. And Hen of the Zelazet Hutu Rishon Hutu Kulam. Third case is Hutu Hawachron. Only he's Mutter, the other ones are not Mutter. Sabisham of the Rabba, the Mukul of the Rishon, the Zelazet. So there's three cases on the Braisa. The first two cases we're going to refer to as the Reisha, and the last case we'll refer to as the Sefer. And this is how we're going to explain it. The Trey Babi Kamoi, B'Mishana Dabor Parishayim. Now, so we're grappling with why is the difference between Hutu Rishon and Hutu Achron. We don't understand any reason. So we're going to say that the person is coming and saying later on that now that it's Hutu from that person, had I known there's the amount of the person, I would have said a different language. Okay. Sumukul the trepa become moi bimashana the barbari shana. That he's saying I would have used a different language, which according to Rabba, that is significant. Umishum the Baba Kamais and Nokat. So now the Mor's lashon is Mukul Resha Dabra Lazel Lazet. Now, Lezeh Lezeh, in the first case of the Braisa, he said originally the Kulchem. So, Mishana would mean that he's now saying, had I realized, I would have said Lezeh Lezeh. That's how he's saying, he's rephrasing what he would have said. So, Nokat, Shomer Betchila, Shanin Hena Lekulchem. Kamar, the Mukhila, Beshomer Lezeh Lezeh. He said, "Omer lezelazek klamer the hashcha sheyudeya sheavi b'neim omer shilo haya yudeya kain mitchila haya omer lezelazek." So, The Ran is grappling with the language of the Gemara. The there's two things happening over here. The Ran is saying that the Reisha was there's three cases in the Reisha. The first Reisha that he said any in the hand of the Kulchem, and then you say Hutzur Echad Hutzur Kulam. Now, according to Rabbah, that's only true if you. That's only true if when he says, "Had I known that which I know now, that I'm going to exclude one, I would have used a different language." But if he says, "I would have maintained the language and added the word kutz," so the heter of this one individual does not permit the other two. So when the Morris saying according to Rabbah that the din is hutra kulam, it has to be that he's saying he would have changed his language. So the Morris says the mukil of the reisha domer lezeh lezeh means that not that the reisha says he said kulchem. So what do you mean he's saying lezeh lezeh? It's not referring to what he said originally. The Morris says Rabbah will say the case of the reisha was the omer he's saying now. Had I known what I know now, I would have said originally the words of Zelazet. So he's changing his words. So now, according to Rabbah, that didn't make sense. Since it's Hutter et Echad, and he's saying he would have used a different language originally. So you have both elements. It's Hutter Echad plus there's this tos in the Lashon, therefore it's Hutter Kulam. Okay. What?
Hutar
Echad? The Reisha says Hutar Echad Hutar Kulam, right? The Reisha says that originally he said the first case. He said Kulchem, and now one is Mutar, they're all Mutar. According to Rabbah, that's not automatic. It's only if there's also, he's saying, had he known then what he knows now, he would have changed. He would not have used the same lashon. So there's a combination of a heter now and one, plus you're changing your language. So there's a toss in the language. According to Rabbi, you need both elements to say hudrecha hudre kulam. So we'll say the case of the Braisa is talking about a case where he's saying he's matter now one of them. Or one of them becomes mutter because let's say it was his father, so it's automatically mutter. But he's saying, had I known my father was there, I wouldn't have used the word kulchem, I would have said lezeh lezeh. Oh, so now you're saying that A, you're taking out the father, so you mean matter one of them, B, the language is no good. You're saying you would have used a different language, so now there's the hutter kulam. So that's case number one of the braisa. He said, and now he's saying, had I known, I would not have used the word kulchem, I would have used the word lezeh lezeh. That's good. Okay. Now, but the Ran is saying, one second. I just told you that the in our Gemara, the phrase Reisha and Seifa, where there's three cases in the Braisa. So you can't talk about a Reisha and a Seifa when you have three cases. You have to have a Reisha, a Metzia, and a Seifa. Right? No, so the Ran answered that Reisha is referring to the first two cases. And the Seifa is talking about the last case. That's how the Gemara is using the phrase in our Gemara. Fine, no problem with that. We can do that. And that it makes sense because the first two the cases of the Braisa of the Loch is Hutra Echad Hutra Kulam. And the last case of the Braisa of the Loch is not Hutra Kulam. So the first two are called the Reisha, two cases of when Hutra Kulam. And one case of Loch Hutra Kulam. Great. The problem is in the Reisha now, which is two cases, there's two cases. And the first case is we said originally Kulchem, and now he's saying, I would have said Lezeh Lezeh. Wonderful. The second case of the Braisa was he said lezeh lezeh. So, where's the Mashah? According to Rabbah, the only time you say hutra kulam is that you have two things. A, you're matur one of the one eventually, and B, there's a toast in the language. Now, if we're saying the case was that the person saying, had I known, I would have said lezeh lezeh. So in the Reisha, in the first case of the Reisha, you said kulchem originally, and now you say I would have said lezeh lezeh. Oh, so I'm changing my words. But the second case of the Reisha, he did say lezeh lezeh. He's saying, well, if I would have known, I would have said lezeh lezeh. Well, what did you say? I said lezeh lezeh. So where's the change? And according to Rabbi, you need a change. Zotaran, the second case of the Reisha, there was a Shinui. He's saying, had I known, I would have used the word the Kolchem. So when the Mor said, you would have said, Lezeh. So since there's two cases of the Ran, and the first case, that's going to be the change. So we said, there's going to be change. And I'll give you one example. The example is, in case 1A, the example, I would have said, Lezeh. You're right. 1B, the case of the Ran, says something different. And the Mor doesn't tell us what that is. The Mor skips that step. But the Mor says, there's Shinui. For example, what shinui is there in case one of the reisha? The shinui would have been, I would have said lezeh lezeh. That's what the Mor means. That phrase lezeh lezeh is a whole paragraph. I would have changed my words in case A. I would have changed my words by saying A. In case B, I would have changed my words by saying B. And you're right. I didn't tell you all about that. I ignored all of that. But that's what the Mor means. That's what the Ran says. So the Ran is like filling in a whole layer and layer and layer of pshat in the Gemara, which the Mor doesn't say. That's why the Ran is so long. Okay, no homo. Mishum de Baba Kamaisa, since in the first case of the Reisha, where the original Lashon was the Kulchem, therefore the Mor says that he would have said, the Shinoi is that he would have said, Lezeh Lezeh. Nokad Shamar B'Tchila Shani Nehan of the Kulchem. That's the first case. Karma de Mukilo B'Sham Lezeh Lezeh. That he says Lezeh Lezeh. What does it mean? Karma de Hashta Shidea Shav B'Neim Omer. Now he's saying that Shilo Haya Yodeya came Mitzilo. Had I known my father was there, Haya Omer Lezeh Lezeh. Chumachal Rekiva Hutcher Echad Hutcher Mehan Hutcher Kulam. So now we say that now Rekiva's rule applies. Why? Kimani Katarti. There are two things. A Tos Lagabi Hilav. The Tos Beloshin Lagabi Hilacher. Okay, so there's a shinui. So you have now a toast that why'd you include the father? That's mistake number one. And the mistake number two is, and you would have used a different language even for the other people. So according to Rabbah, that's the criteria you need to say that Rabbi Kiva's halacha applies. Now, Mitziyosanami. So case number two, which is the Mitziyah, which he said originally, Shane and Hanla Zelazel. Bimishanahu. The case has to be also that he's saying now he would use a different language. Now, El Shashini who hepek min Rishon, but over here the Shin is going to be the exact opposite. The Bereisha, the first case of the Bereisha, Amar Mitzchila Lekuchem, Va'achshav Humashana, Lo Amar Shila Ha Yudei Ha Yomer Lezeh Lezeh. Case number one was he did say Kuchem. He's saying he would have said Lezeh Lezeh. But see also, Ma'ari Amar Mitzchila Lezeh Lezeh. That the case was originally he said lezeh lezeh.
Right.
What's he saying now? Now he's changing klomer. Loimer shilo hayudei shabba binechem hayoymer kulchem chutz min abba. I would have changed to kulchem. Kamash malon l'chia gavna nami kepeda habi b'shinui mikri. That he would have said that means that therefore there's an element of he was not comfortable saying lezeh lezeh. He read it as a kulchem chutz min abba. Why is that something which is people consider a mistake? There has to be some hakpada on that. Why? Deika in she dekapti kashyadim shalbe b'neim lomer lezeh lezeh kashyali hey avi v'yem nichol b'chalal neder afilu rega. So we said before that it's not just I want to change my lashon. I see the language that I used is a toast. There's something wrong with the language, right? So what's wrong with the language? So we said before like this: a person says kulchem, including his father. And he says afterwards, you know what? If I realized my father was there, I would have used. So Rabbi says, if I would have stayed with the word kulchem, so excluding the father doesn't affect other people. But if I say, no, I don't want to use the word kulchem anymore. There's 10 people there saying, all of you, except for my father. Whoa, 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 whoa. As soon as you say all of you, it sounds like you're including the father. If, even for a moment, I don't want it to look like my father's included. So I would have used Lashon instead. I never said my father's included. But to say the word Kulchem, Chutz Mi'Abba, sounds like for a moment that I said Kulchem, even the father. But some people say the opposite. That if I would have, that Kulchem, Chutz Mi'Abba is better. Why? Because I say, Kulchem, Chutz Mi'Abba takes a second to say. Kulchem, Chutz Mi'Abba, very clear. But I say, Lazel, Lazel, Lazel. I don't know what you're claiming the what your plan for the father is. So, in some ways, Kulchem, Chutz Mi'Abba is better than saying Lazel, 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 but not my father. But until you get to number 10 and say, you know, I go through all nine, number 10, not the father. So that's not so geschmack. So it comes up both ways. There's people who say that I would have changed my language because I felt there's something improper about that language. Oh, then there's a tos in the language. Ah, so now you met the criteria according to Rekiva, according to Rabba, that A, there's a tos in regards to the father. So one of them is mutter. And B, there's a tos in regards to the language of the other ones. Then everything else is mutter. So Zataran, that can go in both ways. Both ways we can look at it as a toast. Beacon to the cap the ipra larmer kulchem kishavi beneim. They'd rather say the word kulchem. Well, I don't want to say each one. Why? If he uses the phrase, if he approaches it with the approach of lezeh, 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 ma'achar harbe levirish shol yifrdes aviv. It takes him a while till he gets to clear that the father is not included. Shemisha shemeya, person hears shumaskel. The fellow starting, after the listener might think, he's going to say him and him and him and him and him, including the father. Therefore, he says, I'd rather use out the covenant of the father. It should not be thought that he's included. So he wants to use the word kulchem because that just hastens the process of saying the word chutz mi'avid. So it comes out that in the Brice, so we have three cases. In case number one and case number two, we're saying that this is Hutzer Kulam. According to Rabba, Hutzer Kulam only is true when you meet two criteria. A, that there's a mistake in regards to one of them is Hutzer. And B, there's a mistake in the language in regards to the remaining items, individuals. So over here, you have both. In the ratio of the Brisa, in the first case of this Brisa, he used the word Kulchem. And he's saying, had I known my father was there, I would have not said Kulchem. I would have said Lazel Lazel. Because I don't want to use the word Kulchem, including my father. The next case of the Brisa, the mistake is A, the father's included, he doesn't want that. And B, he says, had I known my father's there, I would not have used the word Lazel, 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 Lazel. I would have used the word Kulchem. So both in both cases, there is a mistake regards to the father and a mistake in the language, and therefore, according to Rabba, according to Bekiva, Hutzer Kulam. The Mora only says part of that thought. The Ran fills in the rest. So therefore, it comes out that the Ran, Hilkov. But Bekama, the Brisa, the first cases of the Brisa, Kamash Malon, Meshana, Michlal, the Prat, Havishinui. So the first case tells me that if the person is changing, originally he used the word in a Kholi, he made a Klal statement, Kulchem. Now he's saying, I would have used the Prat, I would have said each one. That's a shinui. And Kutum is also Kamash on the Mashana Miprat the cloud. He changed it all the way around, the Hainu. Sharma Bitkila Lazar Lazar. Vashar were the Kulchem. Originally he said Prat, and I was saying I would have said the cloud. Also a shinui. So now when the Mor says in the Mitziyosa Hutra Harishan, it's Lav Davka the Rishan, it means any one of them. Okay. Now, so that's according to Rabbo how he would explain the ratio. The ratio was that there was a shinui in the lashon. So what's the case of the sefer? The sefer was now the case of the braisa was as written that he said the Bryce says hutu akhon hatmu to bekul masur. The Mor says sefer dam lekulcha. So what does that mean? Okay, same with the Tani Hutter Rishon. Excuse me, Hutter Achron Achron Mutter Kulam Asurim. Zarma the Kulchan Beimit Kila Beimit Soif. So Rabba will say the case of the Brisa was in the last case that he said Kulchan originally. He's saying Kulchan now. So there's no toast in the language vis-a-vis other people that you don't say Hutter Kulam. Inami or Dummer Bitkilo Basav the Zelda. So either way, he's saying this is the language that I used originally, and I see no problem with that language. I would have added Chutz Me'abu, but I would not have changed my language. Okay, so then there's no mistake in the language, it was the Vita of the people. The Kibbutz Shehumaimid the Borov, since he's maintaining his words, a Kolechon, so that's, there's no difference whether it was using a Klal originally and a Klal now, or using a Prat originally and a Prat now. But you're not changing. Shemhachi, Tani, the Hutter, Achron, Klaimer. Hachim means Echon Mehen, one of them, Achron Mutter, Bekulam Masur. Mahashis Chodaita, the Rishim, Achron Lavdafkel, Echon Mehen Kummer. So Rishon and Achron in the Brisa doesn't really mean the first one or the last one. It means one of them. That's how Rabbi's going to learn the Brisa. There's a little bit of Daichik in this because the Brisa is the Lashon of Rishon and Achron is not correct. It's loved after the first one or the last. It means one of them. In both usages. But it also the Bryce is mashma that he said lezel lezel in the sefer the last case, and the more is lush and the more says darma the kulcha. Now the Ran says the kulcha means not that the case could be you said kulcha originally, you said kulcha now. The case could be you said lezel lezel originally, you said lezel lezel now. But that's all like all missing in the thought process. But that's what the more means. Okay, that's according to Rabba. So Rabba says, according to Rabba, I get the price. But you, Rabba, that you hold. Now, the Bryce's case is a case where Rabbi Kiva says Hutter says Hutter Kuloi, but the Rabbanon don't say Hutter says Hutter Kuloi. According to you, Rava, in a case where you're saying there's a mistake in the law, should everybody agrees Hutter Kuloi? So it can't be the case of the Bryce. The other Bryce is where did Rabbi Kiva say Hutter Kuloi? If the case was that he's saying A, there was one person who should not have been included, and B, there's a toast in the Lashon, even according to the Rabbanon, you say Hutter Kula. But look at a case that only Rabbi Kiva says Hutter Kula, not the Rabbanon. According to Rabba, the Rabbanon never say Hutter Kula. According to Rabba, the Rabbanon also agreed to Hutter Kula in a case where there's a toast in the Lashon. So the case can't be that he's saying, I'm changing the Lashon. Because then even according to Rabbanon, you say Hutter Kula. The case has to be where he's not changing the lashon. Okay, El the didog bishom a reisha dam on the kulchem. The plinger about it, because remember the point according to Rava is only a case where the Rabbanan argue. So the case has to be b'maimit that he said originally kulchem. He's saying now I also want to say kulchem, so I'm not changing my lashon. So then, according to Rabbanan, you say, listen, he's saying there's no mistake in the language. Oh, so you don't say, you don't say Hutter Kula. You don't say Hutter Kula, and those other people stay us. Rikiba says, even though he's Maimed the Bardo, you say Hutter Kula. So that's the ratio. And now the ratio is, there's two cases of the ratio, remember, because the Rosh and the ratio over here meant Gemara is using the Reisha referring to the first two cases. So in case number one, he said originally Kulchem, he's saying now Kulchem. Case number two, he said originally Lezelezeh. He's saying now also Lezelezeh. So again, the phrase in the Gemara, Mukhilo Dhamr Lekulchem, is a catchphrase, or saying he's keeping with his original words. How is that? Originally he said Kulchem, and now he said Kulchem. Or originally he said Lezelezeh, and now he's saying Lezelezeh, which is case number two. And all that is included in the phrase Dhamr Lekulchem. Since he's been mimed the bar, he's keeping his original words. So then, according to the Rabbanan, you don't say Hutu Kulam, but according to the Rabbanan, you do it. The Abel Rabbanan Kivan Shumai Medavara, Hubel Vad Mutter, Makulam Asurim. Okay. Okay. El Seifa. Now over here, so the Gemara, that around the Gemara's question is number two. So Dharma the Zel is that. So Zok the Ra, Klarmer, Mitzios. Either Amar the Zel is that. Klarmer should be Tchila Amar the Kulchem, but actually Amar the Zel is that. In the case was he's changing his lashon. The words Lazel said the Bryce are not referring to what he said originally. But what he's saying, he would have said at the word Bachroinim Koi. So Rekiba he. Why should Rekiba? But to me, it's a question. If he's changing his lashon, even the Rabbanim Moida. Okay, so why is it only Rabbi Akiva?
Why are they bringing up Rabbi Akiva? He
according to Rava,
how long he's been saying it's okay?
According to Rabbi Akiva, there's a rule of Shahutar Miksasa Hutar Kulai. Rabbi learns that the Rabbanan agreed to that premise as well. That according to Rabbi, the Rabbanan argue on it, period. According to Rabbi, the Rabbanan agreed to the concept. The Rabbanan is. The Rabbanan say, when they say Hutter Echad Hutter Kulam, when the person is saying two things. A, I would have said Chutzmiyab. And B, I would have used a different Lashon to start with. So there's something wrong with my Lashon. So the Tos and the Lashon. Plus, there's a toast with regards to one of the people. Then the whole that nether is bought. But if you're saying I'm very happy with my original language, I just would have added chutz me'abba. According to Rabbanan, you don't say chutz kulam. According to Rekiva, even in that case, you say chutz kulam. According to Rab. Okay. Now, Zataran. Why don't you're asking me why is it only Rekiva in case number two? Right. Why ask me so? Why is only Rekiva? So the case was he was mind by the word of. Both in case number one, the case number two, he was mind by the word of. So according to Rekiva, you say Hutzikul. I'm according to Rabbanan, you don't say Hutzikul. And that's why it's only according to the Rabbanan, you don't say Hutzikul. And that's why the Brisa says Rekiva said this. Just like you did, you said in Rabba, we lumped case one and case two together, and we said the case was a case of that he's Mishana Dvorov, and we use this idea of the phrase Kulchem as a catchword. He said originally A, and it means B. He said he would have said B. He can go from a cloud to a prat to a cloud. I don't care. And the point is, he changed his words. So case A, he's changing his words from cloud to prat. Case B, he's changing his words from prat to cloud. That's how we learn. That's how we learned according to Rabba. Zuck, the Gemara, according to Rava, we'll say the case A was he's mimed the bar. He originally said Kulchem, and he's saying, I would have said Kulchem, I'm not changing my words. I'm mimed the bar, I keep my words. Why can't you say the same thing in the Sefer? Meaning the case number two. Also, case of Maimed the Borov. So, to Rekiva, well, Maimed the Borov, Hutum is also Hutukula. Maimed the Borov. Not Hutukula. So, we're happy. So, the Ranna. Malekala member, we can't say the Kehecha de la Rabba, Trey Babi Kamoy be Mashana, the Rabba Nami, Trey Babi Kamoy be Maimed. Why don't you say the same way you said a rabba, we love the two cases, the first two cases together, they're both cases where the person is saying I would use a different lashon. Because that's determinative according to rabba. So according to rabba also, we'll put both cases together and say both cases are a case where he's maimed the word. The maim of the word of the Reisha is that he said originally kulchem, and now he's saying kulchem. But the maim of the word of Mesiyasa kasharma b'tchila b'sayif lezeh lezeh, and the maim of the word of case number two was he said lezeh lezeh originally, and he's saying lezeh lezeh now. So the Ran Dalek Amei Merhochi, you can't do that. Why? The Bisham of the Rab of the Tavayot Tzrichi Lashminon. There's a Kiddush in both cases. Lashminon. The Lashminon the Bein Miklal the Prat or Miklal the Klal Shino Yehavin. According to the Rab, case number one and case number two are a Kiddush. A saying I would have went from a Klal to a Prat is called there's a mistake in your Klal. You would have used the Lashon of Prat because some people are makbid not to do that. They're considered a mistake, and some people are rubber makbid the other way around. They're considered a mistake that way. So I need to know both Kiddushim. There's a mistake this way. There's a mistake that way. There's a kapeda this way. There's a kapeda that way. I didn't know that without the two cases of the Bryce. The baby cloud the prat, or me proud the cloud, shinihab. El the rava, the less lay ukimto, el of a maimed. Rava has on the case of the case of maimed. So tarti be maimed, lomali. I don't need two cases of maimed. Says, you know, if you keep the same words, you keep the same words. I don't care what you say originally. I mean, like, of course, that's maimed. Well, A, if you said originally kuchem, you say now kuchem. B, you said originally lezelzel, and I said lezelzel. There's no chiluk between that and suara. But I need to point it out. You're maimed. I don't care. Whatever you said originally, you're saying now. I don't care what you said originally, what you said now. Give me one case, and that's it. I don't need two cases for that. So what are we forced to say? Alavadi Reisha b'maimed, Mesiyasa b'mashana. So that the first case was the case of maimed, and that's why only Rekiba says hutzakula. But the second case was he's mashana. So the more says if he's mashana, even the rabbanu holds the hutzakula. Rekiba is the king. Kasha Mesiyasa the hechi kamer the Rekiba he will rabbanu. The only case that I'm Rekiba. It sounds like only Rabbi Kiva is saying this. Habim Mashana fill a rabbanon moedu. That the round case number three is also shvir. Who did the Habim Leilak Shugya Miseifa? You could ask in the third case. The Tani Yoachan Mutter Bekulam Asur. The only ones Mutter. How is that true according to Rekiva? Hamarta, fill the maimed shorikin. Even if he's maintaining his words, once one is bottled, everything is bottled. So where's that case? Okay. So we could have asked that also. So why didn't we? Ella, Zataran, Kiman, the Mitziyosa Kasha, but since Kenan Tru is here, well, not to lay out safer. We didn't wait to ask him the safer. We already asked in the middle case. Now, Zataran, one second. So we have a problem here in Lashon. That, according to Rabbah, we refer to cases 1 and 2 as the ratio, and case number 3 is the safer. According to Rabbah, we're referring to case number 1 as the ratio, case number 2 is the safer already. So, how can you have a same Gemara, parallel Gemara? You're changing your language. In Rashi Bisham, we're going to call the Rabbah, the case of the ratio is X, case of the safer is Y. Ratio meaning cases 1 and 2. According to Rabbah, what's the but according to Rabbah, Bisham of the ratio is good, meaning case number 1. But the safer, case number 2 is Shmir. In Rabbah, case number 2 was part of the ratio. Why are you using the word ratio safer to refer to case number 2 according to Rabbah? So the Rabbah. Nearby in Adachi, I don't time off. This is why the Kirminan, Bisham of the Rabbah, Tween of the Mitsiyasa, ratio. In Rabbah, we refer to case number 2 as part of the ratio. When Rabbi says to Rava, but you, Rava, it's Shreer, Karina, let me see, also Sefer. We refer to the middle case number two as part of the Sefer. Why is that? According to Rabbi, you're saying the Bishlam, you're saying, because we'll learn cases A and B, case one and two, in the same way. So they're the ratio then. There's only really two cases in the Brisa. There's cases one and two where you're changing your language, and case number three where you're not changing your language. So the real contrast is changing versus not changing. In the changing, we gave two examples of changing. Okay. But that's really one unit. So that's called the ratio. There's two examples of changing. So we get why cases 1 and 2 are referred to this ratio. El Abba the Rava, after the Ukmi Matsiyasa Duma the ratio, Bimaim. Case 2 is clearly not like case 1. Case 1 is a case of a Maim, and number 2 is a case of Mashana. So then they're not one unit. So then case number 2 is referred to as the safer compared to case number 1. Nimkay Tishalam Tarti Bimaim Lamali, Kreenam Matsiyasa Zay. Okay. Rabba says back. Well, the Rabba, according to Rabba, according to Bekiva, is it better? Minicha. So, you're saying the case was the last case was you're being maimed your Dvorov, and that's why the net is not possible. Fine, kid appreciates. Bihaki, high den horatia, high den horachron. Sorry, high den horatia, high den horachron. The price used the language of region and achron, like we were Ron put out before that, that's going to be shared. That's Lavdavka. A clerma, hechi, shaykh, the misni, region of achron. Where's the region and achron? Like Carla, the mitziosa, region, ubusefa, achron, have the member to vow, hutu echon mehen. So in case number 2, we refer to hutter horatian. Case number 3, we say hutter achron. That's not the point. The point is one of them became mutter, so use the same lashon. Case number 2, hutter echon mehen. Since you're Mashana the Borov, the whole thing is both. Case number 3, you're mata one of them, and you're being maimed the Borov. It's not both. So the main point is one of them became mutter. So why are you changing the lashon of Rishon and Akron? What are you talking about? So therefore, Rava says, "El Reisha Darman LeKuchem." Klarmer Bein LeDidi Bein LeRaba Reisha Darman LeKuchem. That's case number 1. And case number 2 and 3 is safer. Klarmer Mitziyasa Uvas Reisa Bishalot Tlom Ezeh Bezeh Didi Reisha B'Maim LeRaba B'Mishan. Okay, so Zok Rava, according to me and according to Rava, you're going to parse the Brisa. Case number 1 is one unit. Case number 2 and 3 is a different unit. Case number 2 and 3, the issue over here is that he's tying them together. He's saying that I'm not going to hand it from you, and then you're just like him, and you're just like him, and you're just like him. So if the first guy becomes mutter, they're all mutter. The last guy becomes mutter, only he's mutter. Because you're making a tliya. It's nothing to do with this issue. And the ratio is Rabbi Kiva, not Rabbi Kiva. And the case was a case where you say hutter kulam. And how is that? By case of Mashana. According to Rabba, and according to Rabba, a case of Maimon. Okay. Okay. So that's the run on that piece of Gemara. And the word says the Dekanami, because the lashon of there's a brayse who talks about the Msoi. So we're talking about there's multiple people, and that one, the middle fella comes mutter. So anybody above, before him is also anybody after. So means he said, listen, Reuven, you can't have any hand off from me. And Shimon, you're just like Reuven. and Levi, you're just like Shimon. And Yehuda, you're just like Levi. So now you're Mater Levi, so Levi's Mutter. And then Yehuda's just like Levi. Levi's Mutter, Yehuda's also Mutter. But Reuven and Shimon are Aser. So that's the Brisa says. If you have a middle fellow in the middle, becomes Mutter. Everybody before him is Aser. Everybody after him is Mutter. So you see that the issue over here was totally different issue, that he tied them together like a chain. And when you break the link, everything after that is going to be Mutter.